This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital dwellers. This is Rachel Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy, tech-saturated world. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize 3 hours have vanished? Or when your phone vibrates and you jump like it's a notification from the Queen of England herself? Welcome to Digital Poison, where we unpack the truth about how technology impacts our mental well-being. We're diving deep into the science behind this stuff because knowing is half the battle, right? We'll explore how social media, gaming, and those constant notifications can actually be messing with our brains. Spoiler alert. It's not always sunshine and rainbows, folks. But don't worry, we're also here to equip you with strategies to reclaim your digital life and feel good again. Let's get real for a second. Ever felt like your brain is on high alert 24/7? That's called tech-induced stress. And it's caused by those pesky notifications, the constant pressure to be online, and the fear of missing out FOMO. Ever feel like you need to check your phone every 5 seconds, even when you're in a meeting or trying to enjoy a meal with friends? That's your brain craving dopamine, the feel-good chemical that gets released when we see likes, comments, or notifications. It's a vicious cycle, right? But here's the good news. Understanding this cycle is the first step towards breaking free. Think of it like this. Technology isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool, but just like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us to use it consciously and intentionally. One key takeaway is mindfulness. Seriously, folks, take a deep breath and pay attention to how you feel when you're scrolling through your phone. Are you feeling anxious? Bored? Stressed? When we become aware of our triggers, we can start making healthier choices. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, try setting aside specific times for checking social media or email. Remember those dopamine hits? We can actually train our brains to find joy in other things too. Spend time outdoors, connect with loved ones face to face, pursue hobbies you're passionate about, anything that brings you genuine satisfaction. Think about it. You wouldn't chuck a sugary soda all day just for the quick rush, right? Treat your digital life with the same level of care and intentionality. Limit your screen time, curate your social media feed, and prioritize real-world connections. Trust me, your brain and your soul will thank you. Okay, let's paint a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends. You're having a great conversation, laughing, sharing stories, the good stuff. But then, someone whips out their phone and starts scrolling. Suddenly, the energy shifts. It's like a wall has been built between people, even though they're sitting right there together. That's what happens when we let technology hijack our attention. We miss out on meaningful connections and create unnecessary distractions. It's like trading a delicious home-cooked meal for a bag of instant ramen. Sure, it might be quick and easy, but is it really satisfying? So, how do we break free from this digital poison? It starts with awareness, intentionality, and a little bit of self-love. Remember, you're in control of your technology, not the other way around. Set boundaries, prioritize real connections, and rediscover the joy of being present in your life. Here's what we've covered. Technology can be addictive thanks to those dopamine hits. Constant notifications and social media pressure create tech-induced stress. Mindfulness is key. Pay attention to how you feel when using technology. Curate your digital life, follow accounts that inspire you, and unfollow the rest. Prioritize real connections, spend time with loved ones, engage in face-to-face conversations. Remember, you deserve a healthy relationship with technology. It's not about ditching your phone altogether, it's about using it wisely so it enhances your life, not controls it. Now go out there and reclaim your digital life. Tag me on social media at YourBitCastondal and share your thoughts. What's one thing you're going to do differently today? And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of digital detox wisdom, because together we can build a healthier relationship with the tech that surrounds us. Until tomorrow, stay mindful, stay connected, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.